gold-plated diapers.
Hey, it's Jellyheads. Welcome to another episode of Flapdoodle Forum, the show where we discuss the strange occurrences of society and culture
and provide our insight and feedback for you to enjoy.
Welcome to the show.
All right.
So what's up, Josh Gates?
I've got some bad news for you.
Yeah?
What's up? I'm not Josh Gates.
What? And damn it, every
Josh
dang
Gates
episode.
Still has not responded to my repeated email.
We just got, found out that they're canceling
Destination Truth. About that.
But think of it, now he has so much free time.
I'm sure his schedule has opened up a little bit. But, I mean, you know Josh Gates. He's always got his plate full. He's probably got like five other Bigfoot hunting paranormal shows in production right now.
But he could.
He's so high in demand right now. He is like on the A-list of paranormal researchers.
But we're on the A-list of strange news. You think that we would be perfect for each other?
I'm holding out hope that I've been emailing him every other day.
Have you now?
I'm sure that he's going to have to take notice, or his email storage capacity is going to fill up, so he's going to have to do something. So we'll see what happens.
All right, okay. Sounds good. Well, Matt, you said you had some sort of hilarious article.
It's not hilarious. It's a really good article.
Oh. But I don't want to hear it anymore.
All right. Well, I guess you're going to have the only story for this episode. But I will. Actually, mine's more like discussion-based, so if you want to go first, I don't.
Mine can be pretty discussion-y, too. It's medical-related, as is mine often.
You let me guess. It's from IO9?
I don't know. I can't remember. It is from... Nope, from the BBC. Take that, Mr. Thew.
Wow. You're switching it up.
So should I go first or should you go first?
I guess I could go first.
What are you feeling? Okay.
Now, I found this article really, really interesting.
I know.
Because a lot of you out there, there's probably things that you wish you could do or wish you could get good at, but for whatever reason, you're just not cut out to be good at those things.
Okay.
No matter how hard you try, you're just not naturally inclined to...
Is there a pill now that'll make you like the best artist?
Close.
All right. What's going on here, man?
I can tell you're interested. You got that look in your eye. So the title of this article from the New York Daily News is Woman Suffers Head Injury, Discovers Hidden Ability to Draw Realistic Pictures.
What?
A brush with death has transformed a British woman from an artistic wannabe into a creative genius. Pip Taylor has been churning out astonishing pencil sketches of friends, animals, and family ever since she fell down a flight of stairs and smashed open her head. The 49-year-old from Birkenhead in Merseyside never considered herself to be particularly good at drawing. Teachers even put her off from pursuing a career in art after looking over her amateur efforts. All that changed, however, when she suffered serious bruising of the brain following a tumble at Chester Racecourse in 2012. Recovering from severe concussion at home, she picked up her sketch pad and was staggered to find the injury had unlocked her previously unknown talent.
Where is this from again?
Daily News. Now, I'm going to show you some of this.
co.uk?
No, it's newyorkdailynews.com.
Okay, so there's pictures?
Yep. So let me show you what she was able to draw before the head injury.
Okay. It looks like that a head injury itself.
Yeah, it looks like an alien. Now, let me show you after.
Whoa.
And this one.
Whoa!
Now, is that an improvement or what?
Is this real life? Or is it made up?
That's what I was wondering. But, yeah, I guess there hasn't been any, like, scientific study into this or whatever. But I guess she could have been a really good artist all along and had a head injury
or decided
to exploit that.
It's like a head injury caused the brain to heal
process
in a certain way that maybe connected some nerves in a direction that it wasn't going before.
Perhaps it made her more left-brained.
Left-brained. Right-brained. Although it sounds like that's not quite as scientifically sound as Felisa thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty established. Where it's like your brain kind of uses both sides to do a lot of things.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, I've just had that drilled into my head since like high school.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, like there's some where like predominantly stuff happens here or there, but I mean, I think it's still
jumped across
lines. Well, I think it makes sense to classify people's ways of thinking in two different ways. What you're either artistically inclined, where you're more creative in terms of problem solving, or you're more mathematically inclined in terms of like formulas and direct approaches to solutions. All
right. Well, what would you say we are, Matt?
I'd say, well, and I'd hope we are pretty creative. I mean, whenever I have a problem, I always just try to think of all the options. I don't limit myself to a certain formula or way to get it done. So I'd say I'm pretty open.
Our efforts in web making would be pretty hampered if we didn't have some kind of creative process, huh?
The world definitely needs both types. You need those mathematically inclined people for accounting and engineering.
What would you say your girlfriend's?
She's probably more creative.
More creative?
Overall. Although she can kind of confine herself in certain areas, like formulae.
He says you're unimaginative, Nika.
No, she's creative. I mean, she graduated with a degree in philosophy, and I mean, if you're gonna take up philosophy, you need to learn how to turn anything into an argument, basically. So
Matt, what do you think? Do you think if you crack your head, you'd suddenly be a savant?
I don't know. I don't know if I truly believe in this, but I think if this really happened, if like you have this just kind of latent talent locked away in your brain that, like, what if you could tap into that without injuring yourself? What if you could just go in there and
what if there was
unlock
a way
it,
to
really harness it, you know?
Yeah, I found like, for some reason, after I have something really caffeinated, I feel like I'm a little more creative.
Yeah, I feel more focused.
Focused, like my brain's working a little faster.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit different than this. Just now, unlocking new skill set. I mean, that's just more sharpening what you already have.
Sharpening, yeah.
But one thing I've always really wanted to be able to do is, like, dancing. Like, I've never been comfortable dancing, or, like, if you teach me a certain dance, like, I'll kind of get it at first, and then I won't go anywhere from there. Like, I won't be able to be coordinated enough to do all the steps and do everything in the exact way it's supposed to be done. So I wish that I was able to just process that better, I guess.
No, my issue is that I don't seem to get any pleasure from dancing. It's just like,
I want to be able to do it.
Well, something about the way my brain is or something where, like, I get pretty much the reverse sensation. Like, you know, there's people out there who just can't get enough of it and it makes them super happy. It's like I do it and I feel incredibly uncomfortable. I don't really like doing it. If I do it, however, if I'm doing something, some silly dance to entertain because I get enjoyment from making people laugh and enjoy themselves, that's different.
I just thought of something. If someone could figure out how to tap into this latent whatever, like your ability to hone in on unknown talents, then they could sell that as like a DVD series or something and make a ton of money. Like,
DVD
especially if
series?
That really works.
That sounds like it would require brain surgery or something based on this article.
Well,
they do some brain scans. Like, oh, wait a minute, you know?
But what if there was a way to do it just by like meditation or something, or
you would be the greatest cinematographer that ever lived, is so long as this one connection bridging these two parts of your brain.
I don't know, Luke. I saw some web series that had some pretty impressive cinematography. So I don't know if we can ever match that.
You having some family problems there, Matt?
No, just my lungs are kind of hurting.
And that shake a boot.
All right, Fossatine. Oh, I don't even remember what I was talking about.
Brains, meditation,
brains,
unlocking
meditation.
Hidden talent.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of things that I would like to be really good at, but
like
dancing
and
playing a musical instrument
and
martial arts
and
Guitar Hero.
I wish I could like
speed skating.
The thing I wish I could do is like speak any language.
That would be really cool.
Or that's a different thing, but it was like I could make a wish to say like, I could speak any language.
You could probably like make your brain's linguistic learning center like way more malleable, like as if you were a child, so you could just pick up any language like and learn a complete language in like 6 months and be completely fluent in it.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. I would probably learn Mandarin, a couple different
All
European
the major ones,
Spanish.
Applicable. Spanish, French,
Arabic,
German, Arabic.
All the big ones. That would be really cool.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Any other skills or talents you would really
Portuguese,
want to
Japanese.
Want to have if you could unlock it?
I wish I was a little bit better at writing.
Fair enough.
That'd be kind of cool. I mean, like, I guess I'm okay. I mean, it's the problem is, like, I'm so visually inclined that I have all these ideas in my head, and I know what I want to put down, but once I start writing, it's like, this is not turning out the way I want it to.
See, I feel the same way when I write, but I kind of think that's almost an advantage to, like, be really critical of yourself, so uh-huh. then you know what you want to improve on, mm-hmm. almost.
Well, so I guess I would like to be able to have much more verbal skills.
Yeah.
Because I have a really hard time, like, thinking fast on the spot.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
And it's like, I can, like, you know, sit down and write out a thing and say all my thoughts out in words, like, in text. But then, like, if somebody's trying to ask me for my opinions or what I think about this, it's like,
yeah,
my brain completely locks up and I can't.
You see, the way I am is, like, I wish I was a lot more articulate, because a lot of times I'll have all this stuff going on in my head, but there'll be, like, a bottleneck. Like, I can't get all these ideas out into words, so I just,
To have a better time arguing stuff than I do.
That's probably out, just because of my experience in sales, I guess.
But yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's just like, oh, I've got this idea, but I...
You don't know how to express it.
But like, when I ever try to say it to you and Dave in person, like in words, it's like, this idea sounds really dumb the way I'm saying it. But
it sounded a lot better in my head.
It does. It sounds... But then, like, you know, maybe I'll go and write it out, and it's like, there, that's what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. So...
That's my story.
Are you sure?
No.
Next topic!
What do you have for me, Luke?
All right, man.
Show me some love. Show me what you're working with.
Okay. This comes from News Health on the BBC by James Gallagher. Living organ regeneration first by gene manipulation.
What?
An elderly organ in a living animal has been regenerated into a youthful state for the first time, UK researchers say. The thymus, which is a critical for immune function, becomes smaller and less effective with age, making people more susceptible to infection. A team of University of Edinburgh managed to rejuvenate the organ in mice by manipulating DNA. Experts said that the study was likely to have broad implications for regenerative medicine. The thymus, which sits near the heart, produces T cells to fight off infection. However, by the age of 70, the thymus is just a tenth of the size in adolescence.
Wow.
This has a lot of impacts later in life when functionality of the immune system decreases with age and you become more vulnerable to infection and less responsive to vaccine. The team at the MRC Center for Regenerative Medicine in the University of Edinburgh tried to regenerate the thymus of old mice. A gene called FOXN1 naturally gets shut down as the thymus ages, so they tried to boost it back to youthful levels. A drug was used to increase the activity of the gene in elderly mice. The results published in the journal Development showed that the boosting FOXN1 is in elderly mice could give them the thymus of a much younger animal. We can regenerate the thymus using the method. It increases in size and makes more T cells. It is almost completely regenerated. The exciting thing really is in the manner of which it is done. We've targeted a single gene and we've been able to regenerate an entire organ.
Wow.
It is not certain why the thymus shrinks with age. One theory is that it needs a lot of energy to run, which the body starts to divert towards reproduction after or during adolescence. They argue that the technique could be adapted to work in people, but it would need to be very tightly controlled to ensure that the immune system did not go on to overdrive and attack the body. It raises a prospect of other organs in the body, such as the brain or heart, could be more useful by targeting this energy.
Wow. So this sounds like a breakthrough.
Yeah, man. You know, if you could just...
Wait, so they're talking about organs. Your skin is an organ.
Yeah.
So... Could they implement this to your skin?
To stop
to make it more
wrinkling?
Youthful and yeah.
Yeah. I'm wondering, like, would you be able to do that to already wrinkly skin? Would it be able to just tighten back up? Or would you have to...
You have to get it at the point that it's...
Right before it starts really wrinkling. Oh, probably, because then it would be able to hold
well,
on
to yeah.
its elasticity.
Well, you said that with this, they were already old organs and they were able to revert them back to, like, a healthy younger organ. So if your skin's already wrinkly and old, if you use this, then shouldn't it revert to a younger...
And this, the thymus and these mice grew back to adolescent size.
Wow. So this opens up a whole
new
avenue.
Like, you know, now it's even not like, you don't even need organ replacement. You could just...
Make it youthful again.
find what gene in the organ is causing this thing to start shutting down in old age and then shut it off.
Wow.
Tell it to stop doing that.
That's pretty cool.
Sign me up for 15 years from now. Yeah. I mean, hey, man. Yeah, as this is coming along, we'll be old at the right time. Because then it'll be like before it becomes a problem and they need to start making regulations so the overpopulation doesn't happen.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we're going to be on, like, the cutting edge of all this stuff, so we're going to get it when it's brand new.
Brand new.
They're not going to have,
we'll
like,
be living
restrictions.
For thousands of years. Yeah, man.
Wow. Never thought of that. It's like, we get shots and stuff that, like, turn everything youthful before it's, like, regulated, and then, like, they realize what's going on, they, like, crack down on everything. We're, like, telling people 100 years younger than us, like, yeah, we got the first wave of this stuff before they only... We're allowed to make like one vial per 100,000 people. So yeah, pretty much everybody that was our age got this. And now it sucks to be you guys. And we're like protected by all these laws and stuff.
We're grandfathered in, yeah.
Literally, we're going to be grandfathered.
We're allowed to get as many shots of this stuff as we want.
Oh guaranteed, my God, that'd be amazing.
Guaranteed eternity. So long as the universe exists.
Nice. Yeah, I can't wait.
You literally will have to.
Yeah, I will. But it'll be worth it.
At least, at the very least, right? It's a much lengthened and much more active older age.
So what if you use this method on every organ in somebody's body? Are they just going to turn back into a teenager or something?
I wouldn't say teenager. Probably revert them back to a healthy state of like a 20-something-year-old. That'd be probably the optimal level.
Because it said adolescent is what they changed it to in here, so that's like...
Well, was it adolescent? Well, I guess, yeah.
I thought that's what it said.
Well, for the thymus, anyway.
Yeah.
When it's at its largest. Oh, I heard, that actually reminds me of another thing that I remember reading, but I didn't save it or anything, where they did the same thing, but with muscle tissue.
Okay.
And it reverted old muscle tissue in old mice back to when they were an adolescent.
There's like a tank of mice out there that have had all these experiments done on them that's just like... ridiculously like mutated or healthy mice just
yeah. It's
like what do they do with these mice after they get all pumped up?
I don't know, man. It's like these eternal mice.
They retire
mice.
Them
they
to like the
keep,
mutant mice retirement home or something.
Home for eternal mice.
Home for bionic mice.
Immortal mice.
Oh man.
So
future's gonna be a crazy place.
Future's gonna be a crazy place. I hope I get to see more crazy things from this crazy future.
Well, you do a good job keeping us up to date.
There was another show, crazy thing I saw recently. It's really good in the field of like injuries. Now it has been.
Oh, is it that back thing?
Oh, you've seen it too?
Yeah. Yeah, it was on CNN.
So up until now, it's been pretty much impossible to do anything about paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
If you're what is it for? Just two legs? It's
paraplegic.
Yeah. If you're a paraplegic or a quadriplegic, in most cases, sometimes you can recover some function with through therapy. But, like, you know, the cases were like, you know, all of these were soldiers.
Yeah.
You can't, you're not going to be able to walk again. But they found that introducing electrical pulses to the nerves, if I'm getting that right, it had to do with electricity. Mm-hmm. They basically put almost like it was like a pacemaker for your spine.
Okay.
Into their body. And
those are terms
you
can understand.
And there's a remote that the person can trigger outside.
Mm-hmm.
That'll turn it on and off. And, you know, without it on, can't move his legs. Flip the thing on, he can move his legs.
Wow. Like, normal function?
No, not completely normal. He can, like, you know, someone can, like, lift him up and stuff, but it's still, you can see that it's kind of like, it's almost as if somebody who hasn't walked forever is trying, like, this is the first time they've ever used their legs. It's, like, kind of...
You train yourself so you get gradually...
Yeah, they did say that people who did physical therapy with this on ended up needing it. Needed to rely on the device less.
Really?
So, and what they're finding is that, like, even when there's what appears to be, like, damaged connection in the nerves, like in the spinal cord, like, there's still some kind of connection in there.
Mm.
And with enough stimulation, like, the body will learn to reroute through what's remaining.
Wow.
And use those to send the signals that it needs.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So somebody could theoretically recover?
Theoretically, yeah. I mean, like, it's really new. They tested it in one person, or, like, they were given, like, some shock treatment or something like that to that area, and they're like, wait a minute, this is actually helping with this, which led them to a trial with, like, 4 or 6 veterans that were completely paralyzed, and it worked in all of them.
Wow.
So I think one dude was even able to, like, stand again. It's like...
That's insane.
Yeah. So...
That's good, because, you know,
you could be living in a future where if you know, break your back or something, you know, lose use of your legs, or even if you're maybe even a quadriplegic, it's not going to be a problem anymore.
That's crazy to think about, but it's great that we're making these advancements, because for a long time, these people just didn't really have any hope, like they just had to deal with it.
Pretty cool, man. All these advancements happening right now, man.
Yep. Just need that anti-aging shot, and I'm all set.
Yeah. I remember watching, some medical thing about future predictions on medical technology and stuff. Mm-hmm. Somebody was talking about, like, well, there'll come a time when you basically, you know how you bring your car in for a tune-up, and they change all the oil and fluids mm-hmm. and stuff and just make sure the car is running good as new. Well, you pretty much do the same thing for your body. You'll come in, get some shots to rejuvenate your organs and whatnot, make them youthful, you know, everything. And
nice.
You're good to go.
Human oil change.
Yeah. I suppose the one barrier would probably be, like, memory overload.
Oh, with all these advancements, I'm sure they'll figure that out.
Where you could end up having too many memories and cause some problems. Although, unless they create some kind of, like, brain
disk defragmenter.
No, like, defragmenter, but, like, a supplementary drive where you can, like, dump memories onto it or something.
I think that's a long ways off. Yeah. I feel like, since we're developing mind reading and stuff now, I mean, maybe 10, 20 years down the road, well, probably longer than that, maybe 20 or 30 years down the road, they might have, like, some magnet that they hold up to your head, and then it, like, it drains out or, like, basically deletes memories that, like, are so old that you can't really retrieve them, but they're just taking up space.
There's always a way to it's like, your memory is, it's not like a computer, per se, where it's just, like, there's a file, you just put it in there, and mm-hmm. you can, like, oh, I know what that is, I just do a search for it, and there it is. It's more like Wikipedia, where things have connections, so, like, sometimes you don't remember something unless you remember something else.
Right, or something jogs your memory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you'll see, you don't remember this one toy ever again until somebody shows you a picture, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's right, that triggers, it's all related. And then that unlocks a whole bunch of things, like, oh, now I remember all these things that were from my childhood.
I believe that, because there are a lot of memories that, like, I just can't access. Not that I...
voluntarily bring up?
Right. Not that I know what those memories are, because that's part of the problem. I don't know what those memories are that I'm missing until my memory gets jogged. So it's like, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, man. Do you know what I'm saying? You picking up what I'm looking down?
I sure am.
So, Matt, do you have any flapdoodle stories happen to you? I mean, you've worked... in an industry that's provided quite a plethora of interesting interactions.
You know, at this point, I've been doing it for so long that...
there's got to be something sticking out, huh? Something.
Everything is just...
Something recent.
Just
come on.
Together.
No, that can't be it, Matt. We got just a couple more minutes, man. Come on, give me some.
Well, how about you? What about any weird...
I did get a text message today from Dave. He texted me and said, someone just mooned at us. Like, what? Where are you? And he tells me the town. I forget what the town was. Like, somewhere near... I can't even remember that anymore. Actually, I have my phone right here. I could read it. Not entirely flappy, but funny.
Strange. Unusual.
All right. This is what I got at 4:16 p.m. from David. Just got mooned by a guy on the side of the road. And then on my way in Auburn, New York, near Montezuma, they were driving by. And then he said... I always said this was a shithole town, but I didn't need to see the actual hole.
Nice.
That comes from Psycho Jellyfish co-founder David Halstead.
Things that Dave comes up with.
He didn't come up with that experience. Well, happened to him.
Came up with that expression. Yeah, nothing's coming to me right now, but I'll have something for next time.
Okay. Well, Jelly Folk, thank you for listening to this episode of Flappadoodle Forum. We've been your hosts, Lucas Wilson and
Matt Buckley.
If you enjoyed this episode and you want to listen to more, may I suggest you hop on over to our website at psychojellyfish.com to find this and other podcasts. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes or the podcast app Stitcher. Please rate and review. It really does help out the show. And if you're a fan and you want to help spread the madness, give us a like at facebook.com/psychojellyfish or follow us on Twitter @jellycast. And finally, if you have any thoughts, words, comments, or questions, or perhaps a strange news story you want to share with us, send it our way at email@psychojellyfish.com or leave it in the comments sections. It's been a fun show.
Jelly on.
Shackle. The show, we discuss the strange occurrences in society and culture. Why are you laughing at me?
Because you always mess that part up.
I wasn't messing anything up. I had it just fine.
No, you were stumbling.
Where, did you? Did I? Matt, did I stumble?
I didn't. You did.
Did I? Kiss your forehead. Kiss your own forehead.